Consider therefore the remedies that heal your wounds and apply all consistently: humility, confession, forgetting wrongs, giving thanks in afflictions, showing mercy both in charity and actions, persisting in prayer. In this way, the widow won over the harsh and relentless judge, and if she, the unjust, could do so, much more you, the gentle. There is yet another way alongside these to defend the oppressed, for, he says, judge the fatherless and plead for the widow, and come and let us reason together, and though your sins be as scarlet, I will make them white as snow. Is I 17:18. What excuse then can we have if, with so many paths leading us to heaven and so many remedies to heal our wounds, even after the baptism we remain unchanged? Let us then not only remain whereas, but let those indeed who have never fallen remain in their proper loveliness. Indeed, let them cultivate it more and more, for these good deeds, where they find not sins, increase the beauty. And let us who in many ways have gone astray, for the rectification of our sins, use the mentioned means, that we may stand at the judgment seat of Christ with much confidence, to which all of us may reach through the grace and love for men of our Lord Jesus Christ, with whom to the Father, together with the Holy Spirit, be glory and power and honor, now and forever, world without end. Amen.